me see if I have this straight.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. It's good to have you with us this Wednesday morning as we continue to track the fallout from the financial crisis. So it's not true that there's no reason for optimism. Why, just this morning, the government reported factory orders for durable goods were unexpectedly strong last month. Demand for airplanes and, yes, cars pushed big-ticket orders up by 0.8%, the largest amount in 3 months. But there's so much cause for pessimism. This morning, phone company Quest said third-quarter profits fell 93% as more customers disconnected their landlines to save money, and the company's going to save money by cutting 1,200 jobs. So add that to the mountain of layoffs that we've already seen this year. Yet, the U.S. stock market roared yesterday. What's going on? More details when we do the numbers. First, the International Monetary Fund has been busy rescuing many countries from the credit crisis. So far, Ukraine and Iceland have received billions. Now Hungary is the first European Union country to get an IMF bailout. And as Megan Williams reports, it likely will not be the last.
Hungarians had been borrowing abroad. Then the credit crisis hit. Its currency dropped, and now the loans are nearly impossible to pay back. The IMF hopes $25 billion will help the country cope. Most of it comes from the Monetary Fund, the rest from the EU and World Bank. In exchange, Hungary will have to cut spending and depend less on foreign financing. The country's already talking wage freezes and reduced pensions. One analyst told me, though, the bigger issue is all the other countries who'll soon be needing IMF help. In the last week alone, it's shelled out 15% of what it has. Other European countries and Pakistan, Argentina, and Venezuela may also soon need help. So the billion-dollar question is, will the IMF have enough? I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
So how did the Dow pull off yesterday's burst of joy? Remember the rate cut. The Fed is expected to cut again today, maybe down to 1%. There was some bargain hunting, too, so-called, as the Dow leapt back above 9,000, gaining almost 900 points. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 also picked up 10 to 11%. Most Asian markets were positive today, especially Japan's, after the dollar rebounded against the yen. The Bank of Japan also might cut interest rates this week. European markets are generally higher this morning.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthealth.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
Chances are Congress will meet soon after the election to talk about another multi-billion dollar spending package. The Democrats say we need it to kickstart the economy. This time, instead of individual tax rebates, much of this stimulus will go to infrastructure improvements. Later today, a House committee will be considering what kinds of projects we need the most. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has the story.
States have 3,000 highway and bridge repairs and improvements ready to go, and John Irons at the Economic Policy Institute says that type of government spending is just what the economy needs.
You know, we know we're going to have to repair these bridges. If we're going to spend that money anyway, let's spend it now. Let's accelerate it now when we can create good jobs and also meet more fundamental needs that the economy has.
Irons says improved transportation and greener buildings will mean a more competitive and energy-efficient economy. But the Cato Institute's Chris Edwards doubts the government will actually create any new jobs.
If the government taxes or borrows $10 billion new dollars to build bridges and roads, it's sucking the $10 billion out of the private sector economy somewhere else. You know, taxes are going to have to be higher than they otherwise would be.
But the spending will help the construction industry, where unemployment is close to 10%. Car repair shops, though, may be less happy to have the government fixing potholes. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Fixing potholes leads us to continue our occasional series, What's the Fix? A look at possible solutions to the economic crisis. Today, we're talking to British economist Roger Bootle. Roger, what's your fix?
Well, the first thing I would do is I would slash interest rates. I think they've got to go all the way. Do it now. Don't wait. And then over and above that, I think it's getting to the point now where we're going to have to seriously consider big expansions in the public deficit.
Well, big deficits bring their own problems. Why do you think it's worth going into more debt?
Public deficits are not a good thing in and of themselves. I mean, if you can avoid them, you ought to avoid them. The point is, we are now in extraordinary conditions. The private sector is not going to be doing much spending. It's not going to be doing much lending and borrowing. Now, what is there left in society that can do this spending and borrowing? The answer is the government, the entity in society that has very long time horizons, whose credit is practically unimpeachable, and with that money that's borrowing, there's a variety of things it can do.
What about spending on things like infrastructure?
Well, I think these are essentially second-order questions. I mean, there may well be particular projects which it makes sense to bring forward. I mean, if the government has plans for construction projects, which may well be taking place over the next 5 or 10 years, it makes sense to bring those projects forward. But what I think is potentially a bit dangerous and wasteful is to do what the Japanese did. That's to say, to end up by building bridges from nowhere to nowhere. I'm sure we can do a lot better than that. So I prefer the solution of borrowing in order to give tax cuts.
We've discussed a fix, Roger. May I have a prediction about the global economy?
Oh, gosh, I mean, it's incredibly difficult to know. But I make my living out of trying to see the future, but I find this one pretty difficult. My instinct is that the United States and much of Europe and the UK are going to go through, I think, several years of not a recession, I think more like an extended depression. I don't think it's going to be as bad as Japan. I don't think it'll be as bad as 1930s. I'm hoping and praying and sort of believing that the policymakers will do the right thing. But I'm pretty convinced this is going to be grim and it's going to be long-lived and the world isn't going to be quite the same afterwards.
Roger Boodle is Managing Director of Capital Economics in London. Roger, thank you.
Thank you.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average finds itself above the 9,000 level this morning, 9,065, after an almost 900-point gain yesterday. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.